Hello students, so now we will discuss about the chapter physical world module one by one, means this chapter has only one module. Actually it is an introductory chapter in which we will study about the general things about the physics and how it related to the society and what are the basic laws and forces in physics. So this chapter will enhance your knowledge about the general things in physics. So we start with what is physics? A way of describing the physical world. Physics come from the Greek physis, meaning nature, and the Latin physica, meaning natural things. Physics is the understanding on the behavior of structure of matter. It deals with how and why matter and energy acts as they do. Energy is the conceptual system for explaining how the universe works and accounting for the changes in matter. Although energy is not a thing, three ideas about energy are important. It is changed from one form to another form by physical events. It cannot be created nor destroyed, that is conservation. When it is transformed, some of it usually goes into heat. Now, branches in physics. There are some branches of physics we will discuss in 11th and 12th class. Thermodynamics, heat and temperature. Means thermodynamics will deal with the heat and temperature. Optics deal with the behavior of light. Electromagnetism deal with electricity, magnetism and electromagnetic waves. Nuclear structure of the nuclei. Energy associated with nuclei and nuclear charge changes. Atomic structure of the atom, energy associated with atomic changes. Vibration and waves, periodic motion and mechanic motion of and its causes. So these important branches of physics we will study in 11th and 12th class. Now physics in relation to the society. Physics, the study of matter, energy and their interaction, is an international enterprise which plays a key role in the future progress of humankind. The support of physics, education and research in all countries is important because physics is an exciting intellectual adventure that inspires young people and expands the frontiers of our knowledge about nature. Physics generates fundamental knowledge needed for the future technological advances that will continue to drive the economic engine of the world. Physics contributes to the technological infrastructure and provides trained personnel needed to take advantage of scientific advances and discoveries. Physics is an important element in education of chemists, engineers and computer scientists, as well as practitioners of the other physical and biomedical sciences. Physics extends and enhances our understanding of other disciplines such as earth, agriculture, chemical, biological and environmental sciences. Plus, astrophysics and cosmology subject to the subtental importance to all people in the world. Physics improves our quality of life by providing the basic understanding necessary for developing new instrumentation and techniques for medical applications such as computer tomography, magnetic resonance imaging, positron emission tomography, ultrasonic imaging and laser surgery and many more applications. Now student, we will study a very brief about in fundamental forces in nature. However, in different chapters you will study about these fundamental forces in detail also. Here I have brought you a brief idea, strong forces, force which holds the nuclei together, means nuclear forces is considered as the strong forces. Range of this force is 10 raised to power minus 15 meter and it acts between the nuclei particles, proton, neutrons, gluons, pions, etc.
Then electromagnetic force act between the charged particles and the magnetic poles. And if we say the strength of nuclear force is 1, then the strength of the electromagnetic forces will be 1 upon 137th part of that. Their range is extending from meter to infinite. Particles among which these forces act, these are charged particle, already I told you, photons also there, mass 0 and spin 1, weak interaction forces. So these forces have the interaction among the particles emitted in the different nuclear reactions, neutron interactions induces beta decay. This is the example of weak forces. Its strength is 10 raised to power minus 6 as compared to nuclear force, and their range is 10 raised to power minus 18 meter, that is the 0.1% of the diameter of proton. So now you can see very less range. And intermediate vector bosons whose mass is 80 GeV, giga electron volt, and spin 1. Means the particles which are responsible for this force, we have briefly written about these particles. Gravity, that is gravitational force, you all know about this. Gm1 m2 upon r square, universal law of gravitation is also there. It is the weakest force among all the four forces. Strength of this force is about 36 into 10 ki power minus 39 as compared to nuclear force. Its range is very large, means ideally we can write infinity. Means gravitational force, you already know that extends up to very large distance, crores of kilometers, means between sun and moon or between sun and earth. The particle which is responsible for this force is graviton, whose mass is 0 and spin is 2. So this is a brief idea about the fundamental forces of nature, and in detail we will discuss about these forces in the different chapters in 11th and 12th class. Now students, a brief idea about conservation laws also there. Fundamental particles, there is a conservation of momentum. Then fundamental principle, there is a conservation of energy, and fundamental principle, that is conservation of angular momentum. Means student, actually conservation of momentum, conservation of angular momentum, and conservation of energy are the three fundamental laws of nature. Means these are the fundamental principles. Now basically E is equals to mc square, that means mass converts into energy, that is given by Einstein, that is called Einstein caveat. Then conservation of energy is a powerful tool for solving mechanics problem, that you will see in our chapter in laws of motion and work energy power in coming chapters. Conservation of energy has also relation with external forces, and that you will understand in work energy principle, very famous principle, which will tell us about the relationship between work and energy. And in many other form it show his effect, that we will study. Then conservation of momentum. Conservation of momentum is a fundamental principle like conservation of energy and conservation of momentum. Conservation of momentum is a powerful tool for analyzing collisions which may be elastic and inelastic. Students, elastic and inelastic, there are two types of collision, you will study in the chapter work energy power. And in elastic collision, momentum and kinetic energy both conserved, but in inelastic collision only momentum is conserved, kinetic energy is lost. Then collisions which may be one dimensional and multi-dimensional, that we will discuss detail in the chapter. Conservation of momentum applies to the momentum for an isolated system which may be relativistic and non-relativistic also. Conservation of momentum allows momentum changes for system with external forces which are equal to impulse of forces. Student, impulse actually the short time forces when act on any particle, then we say the effect of these impulsive forces are basically impulse. So impulse you will study in the laws of motion that impulse is the product of force and time and is also equal to the change in momentum of body. Now conservation of angular momentum, it is a fundamental principle like conservation of energy and conservation of momentum. As already we have seen, conservation of angular momentum applies to the angular momentum of an isolated system. That means, student, this conservation of angular momentum we will discuss in detail in the chapter rigid body dynamics or rotational motion, where you will see that external torque is zero, then the angular momentum is conserved, and it is applicable to very many natural phenomena in our daily life. Angular momentum conservation aids analysis of rotating object and gyroscopic motion and orbits. Conservation of angular momentum involves vector properties which may be changed by torques and may lead to the precision. Student, actually I have tried to give a brief idea about the angular momentum conservation law, and that's why now you can see in the module also I have given in short form, in many branches I have written like that. So this is the an introduction of physics, physical world. Actually this is the your chapter number 1 in NCERT. However, for exam purpose this chapter does not have any importance, but student, this chapter is very important in for understanding the value of physics. Sometimes many students think in their mind why we are studying physics or why it is the importance of this physics for us. Especially this question comes in the biology students, in the mind of biology student, we are biology students and in future also we have to deal with only biological science, and in biological science then what is the role of physics? And many students have asked this question to me also at the several instances. So student, if you study this chapter in detail or analysis in your mind, then you will see, you will observe that this physics is not bounded to any particular stream or particular science. Physics is necessary for all streams, students, because students, physics opens the mind. Physics actually develop the scientific temperament in your mind, and it enable you to think critically and think rationally about the physical phenomena. And now in coming days or nowadays we can see that in many chemical and biological field the physics is being utilized, and the concepts of physics are being utilized at the large scale, and the new branches have been developed now that is called physical chemistry. That is old branch however, but nowadays we can see the impact of this branch in many aspect in our life. And in biological science also you can see that biophysics is there, and in biology science, in medical profession there are x-ray and many tests are there, many technological terms are there which are related to the physics. And for understanding these things of biology you have to gain the knowledge of physics. So physics is the important for everyone. It doesn't matter that it is of mathematical stream or he is from a biological stream. So this is the importance of physics. So in this chapter we have tried to enhance the importance of physics for you students. So I hope that for student this chapter will be useful in this aspect, that you take this subject very serious in your coming 11th and 12th class and in coming years. So student, this is the end of only module of this chapter, physical world. Thank you very much.